previously on Corporate Homie.
We are delighted and happy to welcome to the podcast Beth Walker.
I went to law school because I thought it would be interesting. Money isn't everything. I'm looking to be challenged and fulfilled. You have to think about yourself as the CEO of your own career.
Do you suggest that people inflate their salaries?
On today's episode of Corporate Homie,
we're in the middle of a global pandemic.
If I had known the Rona was coming, I would have put my hair in a protective style.
It's bad enough for my kids not to go to school. Why am I going to work?
That's not what social distancing is.
Not during the Rona.
What's up, homies? Welcome back to the Corporate Homie Podcast.
Woo woo. Or I guess I should say woo woo.
Yeah, man.
Somber times in Corporate Homie land.
Indeed, all around the world. As we are recording this, it is March
18th.
18th.
And we're in the middle of a global pandemic.
Yes, according to the World Health Organization, it's a pandemic, and we're on about day three in most places in the United States that is requiring social distancing, which has caused many of the homies, including...
Or day three of come pick these kids up from my house.
Right.
One of the things for saying, the homies with kids, all the social media posts, they're like, newfound respect for teachers. I'm like... It's day three. It's not day 13.
I saw a thing that said some of y'all gonna find out that everything that all them teachers was saying was true.
I saw one that said it was a Erykah Badu, and it was like, teachers, y'all all right?
Oh, teachers, how y'all feeling?
Parents, y'all all right? Yeah, that cracked me up.
I saw that.
That cracked me up.
Yeah, like the beginning of Tyrone.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, it's just been a real crazy time. And so we wanted to jump on and do a really quick episode and talk a little bit about coronavirus in general and some tips to stay calm and some tips for working from home, since many of the homies are blessed enough to be able to work from home.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, I know people's anxiety is on, in my Kanye West voice, 100,000 trillion.
Swagger on 100,000 trillion.
And I think that that's because leadership matters. Literally 2 weeks ago, the president of the United States says that this was a Democratic hoax. About 10 days ago, things were beginning to be canceled. The NCAA tournament, concerts, and they were saying, well, we're just doing it as a precaution. And then literally now, they're like, you can't be around more than 10 people and stay at your home and curfews, and San Francisco's in a 24-hour quarantine for 30 days. I mean, it has moved very quickly in a very short period of time. And I think that that is from lack of leadership. When the country doesn't have leadership, they don't give leadership to the governors. The governors don't give leadership to the mayors, and the mayor and the businesses don't know what to do. And I talked to so many people this week that's like, on Monday, I don't know if I should go to work. I mean, if it's bad enough for my kids not to go to school, why am I going to work? And I have a client facing job. We're not even in front of clients. And why won't my company, why won't my manager, why won't my leader make a decision? And what I've taken from this is people want to be led.
No, I think that's a good point. I mean, I would even say we don't even all agree on what to call it. I mean, the president is calling it the Chinese flu, which I find
so
to be horribly racist and offensive. And then I feel like the news calls it the coronavirus. The medical community calls it COVID-19. And then the culture calls it
the Rona.
The Rona.
And I love that we understood. The Rona. The first time I saw it, I was like, yeah, that's right. I'm not trying to get that Rona.
Right. And even from this weekend, when people, I guess, when they close the schools on Friday, so I'll just speak about myself. Houston, most of the Houston public schools, and we have a lot of school districts in Houston, closed schools on Friday when the kids were already on spring break. Right. And so my initial thought, I had a hearing on Friday. I was walking to court and I remember thinking, man, if I was in school and I was on spring break and spring break was about to end, it was the last day of spring break. And then someone came in and said,
Y'all good. I
would have been so excited. And then I got back to the office after my hearing and found out that the law firm was on a basically don't come to work unless you have to. So we're the firm is not closed, but they're asking everyone who can work from home to work from home to help assist in the flattening of the curve.
I think that what you just talked about is what I mean by the lack of leadership, because as the homies know, I live in Florida. And so in Florida, because this is spring break haven, people were like, even local folks were like, we've got a snow day, a la snow day. Let's go to the beach. And so when we're supposed to be social distancing, there were literally 5,000 people at Clearwater Beach on Monday. And it's like, no, that's not why we're off work. We're off work to stay away from
that's
each other.
That's not what social distancing
That's
is.
Not how this works. That's not how any of this works. So then they have to come up with crazy things because, as in the words of my good friend Kim Burgess, people are hard-headed. And they won't, if you don't give them specifics. So I think all of this is like, okay, we thought you guys understood by canceling concerts and closing schools and canceling sporting events that you understood to stay away from each other. But y'all just took this as, like you said, a free day to be out and about. I mean, people were literally like, you want to go to happy hour? You want to go to play kickball? Like, no, everybody go home. Sit still.
Well, and that's a good point, which is also about, you know, what working from home means. I think at first people thought of it, like you said, like a snow day, just really feeling like, oh, okay, well, what does work from home mean? Do I have a 9 o'clock conference call? I can get up at 8:50. Can I make a, you know, a gourmet lunch? Am I going to catch up on my shows? Do I have the space now because I am afraid to cry whenever I want? Then it turned into, are people going to want to do video conferences or can I stay in my ponytails all day? You know, when can I get my workout in? Can I check in during the day and say I'm working out, or should I act like I'm not with my kids? Do I make them be quiet in the back when I'm on a conference call? And to me, all of those things are literally causing
stress and anxiety. And everybody's organization, everybody's company is approaching it a little differently. I mean, we're having a morning video conference huddle, and our CEO was like, love seeing everybody's babies and their dogs and where y'all live, and you're, and other people are like, my boss is like on edge because a dog bark, but shoot, we at home, you know, like my dogs are on bark. So that's what
I told somebody that today while we were on a call and when we started, and I felt like, you know, it's one of those lessons that we always say, because it was a call of probably about 6 lawyers. It was actually like a pitch for some new work. And there was only one other woman, and she got on the call immediately and said, hey, is everyone at home with their kids stressed out like me? And I thought, you don't need to do that. Like, everyone's at home with their kids. Everyone has dogs barking in the background. You don't need to be the one to sort of, you know, give a, like a self-deprecating, you know, disclaimer before we get started. I do think that one of the things that you have to remember, even when you're feeling the stress of working from home, is it is such a privilege to be able to work from home. Only less than a third of American workforce can actually work from home. So most people, as the world is shutting down, movie theaters, retail locations, distribution centers, my hairstylist is shut down, my dry cleaners, all those places, most of those people can't work from home and therefore are not making any money while we're in this flattening curve environment.
I wanted to talk about that as well. Mm-hmm. And I would just say for the homies who are listening to this, if you are so inclined to be kind to those workers that don't have the ability to work from home and to continue to receive a check, please consider donating food to your local food bank. Please consider donating to your local United Way or whatever your version of a not-for-profit that is going to be helping with each of those groups of people, because they're hurting and they need assistance today, not next week, not 4 weeks from now. Like, if you think about one of the most profitable days for a bar is St. Patrick's Day. And now in March, and all bars are closed. March Madness is a huge time for bars and servers and restaurants. And to the extent that you don't understand, they don't make money off of the food. They make money off of people hanging out and drinking the alcohol. So even all this stuff about get takeout, that's actually not the same as us being in there. So if you're so inclined, please consider donating, contributing, are giving back in some way.
Yeah, and I'll just say this for the plug for the small businesses. One of the things that I really tried to do is I still pay my housekeeper. I sent a note to my hairstylist and asked if I could pay for my next service in advance in an effort to generate so that he has revenue now. You know, really thinking about even in connection with my upcoming wedding, you know, we've said, you know, no matter what, if we're not going to cancel, we may postpone, but that way they know the revenue is coming. But think about your small business owners as well, because they don't have any way. So I just think whatever you can do, like you said, donate to the food bank, get takeout from your favorite place, pay your service providers. Just think of ways that you can help other people who are not working from home and are not getting a check right now.
Right. So for those of us who are working from home, let's talk a little bit about some efficient ways to do that. Because as you mentioned, working from home is not, for most people, they don't live alone, right? They have spouses and children and pets, and some of the homies don't have, you know, large spaces where everybody can go to their own wing of the house to take calls. So let's talk a little bit about some tips of, you know, efficiently, you know, working from home. And my first tip sounds simple, but I've already seen it. Like I said, we're doing the, you know, morning huddles and morning evening calls on video, and you can tell that some people have not done this. I would say create an actual workspace, you know, even if it's a portion in your kitchen or kitchen nook or a little area in your den. If you don't have, you know, everybody I know doesn't have the luxury of having a guest bedroom or what have you, where they can go in and close the door. But I would actually, because we're going to be doing this for more than a couple of days, so I would encourage you to set up an actual workspace.
I completely agree with that. And I would say create the workspace for everyone in the house. So make sure that you have a dedicated workspace, that you have a dedicated workspace for your kids to do their homework and their studies, that your spouse has a dedicated workspace. And you need to be really honest about what can be accomplished in a small space, because like you said, everyone doesn't have the whole 5,000 square feet. So, you know, one of the things that we understand it while we're on the social distancing is that we don't have a lot of space. So we both can't sit in a room together and both take calls, right? So you've got to understand, like, my job requires me to be on the phone. His job requires him to be on the phone. That means we can't just put on at the end of the coffee table, at the end of the dining room table, you take this in, I take that in, because we can't work in the same space like that.
Right. I heard a friend of mine who has close quarters with her husband. She said that he's been taking a lot of his conference calls in the car, because if they right. both have them at the same time, first of all, you can't even hear if both people are talking. So yeah, I like that.
Another thing I have is, as much as you can, set a schedule. Now, I'm not one who says, like, set a schedule for that you're going to implement or use for the next, you know, 45 days or 30 days or 2 weeks while we're doing this. I'm saying every night before you go to bed, set the schedule for the next day. That's what I found has been helpful. So one morning I might be able to look at my schedule and know I can get a workout in first thing in the morning. The next night that I realize I'm going to probably need to go mid-morning. One of the things I've tried to do, because I am social distancing, with my fiance is he works. He still is going into the office every morning, and we only have one bathroom. So I don't want to be up in his way. So I like, I got
to
get
up and go do fast cardio.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Ma'am, I'm trying to go to work.
So I try to let him get up, get himself together. We usually have prayer before he leaves, or we did this morning. And then I get myself up and then start, you know, get my sports bra on and try my cardio. Or like this morning, I couldn't do that because I had an 8:30 call.
I would say not only do you want to set a schedule for you, but for those of you who have little people, set a schedule for them as well, where it's playtime, screen time. If you don't know how to do that, I know that, again, I'm going to be on this hard, but because it's so effective, our United Way has a whole COVID disaster relief page. And on that page has educational resources and homeschool, like kind of fake full homeschool schedules based on age group. So it'll tell you like a lot, this amount of time for playtime, screen time, free time, dancing, you know, whatever.
Oh, that's awesome. That would be great, because then you could just basically say like, I'm not going to schedule a call during dance time so that I can dance with them. And so even though you're working, you know, mom or dad is not missing the fun time, because you can sort of set up the schedule and sort of know, I already have something blocked off. I'm not available for a call at that time.
Right. And I'm saying, for those of you who are like, I don't know how to do that, there's resources out there that can help you do that.
I love that.
Yeah. So I love that. My next tip would say develop activities for like the kids and the dog and whatnot for when you are on the calls. Like, there are going to be distractions. Like, you know what's going to happen. I saw one tip today that basically said, take your kids through drills. Like, if you come in a room and mommy's on the phone, what does that mean? I don't know that you're going to get your kids to do that right, immediately. But I would say, at least if they are, you know, jumping in while you're on the conference call or something, have a snack or a bone for the dog or something that can be immediately distracting. So, because at first everybody thinks it's cute, and then it's like, hey, we got this work to do. So I would say prepare for distractions.
Prepare for distractions is a fantastic point, because I feel like all of a sudden, I didn't know how many times people knock on the door. You know, like, you don't need to knock on the door for my Amazon delivery. Like, you can just, I can hear it when the package brushes up against the door. Somebody knocked on the door today talking about I didn't answer the door, but they said they were selling fresh fish. I'm not buying fish from anybody.
Not during the Rona.
I didn't even open up the door. I looked out. They were like, fresh fish.
No, I'm good.
I'm good on the fish. So my next tip is, and this might just be more for me than for others, but keep up with personal hygiene. So I find
you're not the first person I heard to say that. They were like, it's 3 o'clock, I haven't had a shower.
I find that when I am working from home, I may or may not want to get dressed for the day. So even today, where I went to work out, someone emailed and said, can you jump on a call? I said, yes. I was still sitting in my workout clothes. I was sitting here. I hadn't showered, and I could easily see the same thing happening if you're in your jams. Like, you get up in the morning, you're in your pajamas, you pour a cup of coffee, you start a call, you look up, it's 2:30. Your wife is coming home. You haven't bathed for the day. So I just feel like when you're not interacting with people, you don't necessarily feel the need. Now, on the other hand, I feel like it's going to be real good for my skin. No makeup. I'm moisturizing. You know, I got me some of the African Miranda oil on my face. So my skin's going to be popping for the wedding, because I'm basically, you know, keeping it clean.
No, I've heard multiple people say that. And then one of my favorite friends of mine, Aaron Abel, who's also kind of a social media a celebrity here in Tampa Bay, she said that she's decided that at 5:30 every day, she's getting dressed for dinner as if she's going to meet her husband for a date.
Right.
I'm getting out of my workout clothes or whatever.
And if I had known the Rona was coming, I would have put my hair in a protective style.
Right.
So two things I think I would have done on the hygiene tip. I would have put my hair in a protective style, and I would have went and got my nails soaked off, my dip powder.
Oh, right.
And now I feel like I'm afraid to go to the nail salon. So I'm going to have to soak this off myself.
Right.
So y'all pray my strength in the Lord as I try to do my own beauty.
Right. So up here. My next tip is resist multitasking. So I don't know about you guys, but I don't mean multitasking at work. I mean around the house. Like, I'm like, I smoked a rack of ribs today. I'm like, if I'm going to be at home,
I might as well
go low and slow, you know? So they came out nice, in case y'all were wondering.
But why do you say resist that? I think that's one of the benefits.
Because then I'm like,
you know, put a load of laundry in. No, but you then know, I'm sweep like, the floor.
I know, but then I'm like, then I should clean the grill and maybe I should pressure wash the back. And then I'm like, you can't do that. You got work to do. Like,
you got to work.
So I did not do that because
you have to work.
So I know my CEO listens.
But I am for I what my, you call that. What you say? Low and slow. Yeah. I think that's what's up.
I was gonna say,
this is the time to look domestic.
I was going to say, I know my CEO is listening. I did not pressure wash my back. I did do my ribs low and slow though.
Start using that, the low and slow. Yes, if you would like to bless me with a
whatever.
I just heard today about some kind of Dr. Denise Naylor was telling me about some kind of 9x11 crock pot dish. Like it looks like a 9x11 bacon dish, but it works like a crock pot.
Oh, wow.
I said, I need to figure out what that is.
Well, I know low that the low and slow. And I know that you know, the Instapot, you could basically put frozen stuff up in that joint, you know.
Oh, you're good. Yeah, the Instapot changed your whole life. Right. They need to give us a sponsorship. It'll change your whole life.
Yeah. It'll.
We need to partner with the pot.
Yeah. But I remember I heard another homie saying, like, I don't want to get on these conference calls. Now I've decided I want to interior decorate my house.
Well, I want to clean my baseboards. I do feel like you all of a sudden you see all kind of projects.
Because you at home.
Well, I said that to one of my friends. She was like, you know, got a workout in, cooked meals for my family, binge watch, and you know, worked. How did you do that in work?
You did.
I think some of y'all lying. Some of y'all, you ain't. I think you're not doing the most. You're doing the least. You're getting the very least of the
tasks. I think that too about all the people that's homeschooling. Y'all can't see my air quote homies. And then you just took the kids to the park. And then you're either homeschooling or you're working. I think it's very difficult to do both, all of it at the same time. But, you know, I don't have kids. Maybe I don't know. So, but my next tip is, you know, stay connected with your team. So to the extent that you can do a Zoom meeting or a high five or whatever your video conferencing thing that you can do, do that so that you can see people's faces. Because some people need other people interaction. They need that. They need to feel.
Yeah, I think that's a great tip, but I'm not really trying to do the video right now because, you know, I'm trying to leave my hair twisted up. But I guess I could put on a baseball cap if one needed to see me, but I'm really trying not to untwist my hair before Saturday. That is the goal, but I do have, we have InstaChat and it tells to stay on there. And, my section head has implemented a check-in call so that we all check in and just sort of touch base with each other every day.
Yeah. We do an end of the day huddle, and shout out to our CEO, Jessica Miroff. She calls it happy heart and hopeful, happy, hard, and hopeful. What made you happy today? What made you hopeful today? Or what was hard for the day? I do think, though, all jokes aside, because this is not going to be a couple of days or even a few days remote connectivity, at least having some face-to-face Zoom meeting, high five at least once a week, we'll let your team feel connected to one another and people aren't feeling isolated, because I've been on teams where you only talk to people on the phone and it's just very, very hard. You don't even know what the people look like. I hear what you're saying about like the protective styles, but
I like that once a week. Yeah. Once a week. I think that's a really good, and I'm going to try to implement that. And I think one of the things that we'll do, and I just came up with this, is we'll probably try to come back and check back in 2 weeks and let everybody know how us even implementing these tips have worked. And like you said, you know, try some Slack, some Zoom, some Google Hangouts, do some things. If especially I feel like not just for work, but also like if you're single, my heart really goes out for single people right now. If you're at home social distancing alone, I do think it's a good time to FaceTime your mom or dad or brothers and sisters.
Or set up virtual happy hours with your friends.
Happy hour with your friends and agree to pour a glass of wine and kiki and catch it up or bourbon. I've got a friend. Actually, a lawyer I know in Louisiana, he started a bourbon Facebook group that they're going to have every Friday. Everybody gets on Facebook Live and shows their screens and has a drink together. But I do think that all of that is really important. And so that's my tips. I do have some just final thoughts, but I don't know if you have another tip.
My final tip is, and I'm horrible about this when I work from home, always have been, is I overwork. I won't take a break. And I would say,
set a time to stop.
Take a time to actually have lunch or go for a walk, get some fresh air, sit in your backyard, put your feet in your pool, whatever. Like, you have to take a break.
And have a time that you're going to stop working.
Right. And then have
a cutoff time.
Yeah. So when you were saying the schedule should not also not only have what you want to get done for the day, but we're going to work from 8:30 to 5 because for those type A homies, those rock star homies, you can look up and you're just working all day and all night.
You know, one of the things I think if you try to think about this as something very positive, all of this has given us a time to just stop for a minute, spend time with people that we love, remember the people who are most important to us, pour into them right now. I mean, this is a time to play Monopoly with your family and watch a movie and just everybody has to slow down. There are no after work, meetings. You don't have a conference to go to. It's just a good time to remember and love on those who you love, actually get to like pour into them. My last, I guess, tip or thought would be to really limit social media. I feel like social media is such a great resource for us, like you said, with like tips and the COVID schedule and all of that. But what I also think it does sometimes is it really is the thing that's, stressing you out, that's really making you, or sometimes making you feel inadequate. It's making you feel like, oh my goodness, I'm supposed to know how to practice law or be a banker or, whatever your job is, all where I am homeschooling. And then at the same time, I'm supposed to make a healthy meal for my family, clean my house. And, I just think some of that sometimes can be a bit much. And then aside from that, the news, the amount of people sharing information that's both true and frankly, that is false, where people are not actually checking their sources and they're telling you the latest and greatest bad thing that's happening. You just need to give yourself a break sometimes from it.
Right. I would say unplugging and taking a step back is not a bad thing at all. So we would love to hear how you're getting through the remote access, the remote connectivity. Again, if you have a local resource, we know that homies are listening to us from all over the country. We'd love to put that up on our social media platforms in the various cities for people to be able to donate and be a blessing and be helpful to those folks that, may be in need. And finally, give yourself some grace. You're not going to get it all right. No one's going to get this 100%. There is no such thing as 100%. Whatever you and your family are doing, if you are a single homie and you're feeling lonely, don't feel badly about that. Like she said, get on a virtual chat with somebody, a virtual happy hour with a friend. But this is a time to definitely be easier on yourself. Be easier on yourself.
Yep. And if you don't have anybody else to talk to, DM us. We'll set up a chat with you. We don't want anyone feeling isolated. And make sure you check on your people. I think this is a good time for everybody to go and check on people. But we appreciate the homies who reached out, asked us to do this quick episode on such a timely topic. If you have something that you want us to talk on, especially right now as you're going through these difficult, and well, I won't say difficult, but these certainly different times.
And uncertain times.
Let us know. And uncertain times. Let us know. We're happy, like we did with this one, we're happy to cover a topic that we know is important and pertinent to the homies. And until next time,
hustle hard, homies.
all of you, get you a twin. Get you another homie.